Hello everyone, hello football fans around the world. Welcome to the Squawker Talker. We're talking Insider Series again. I'm here with Greg Stobart to talk about Chelsea's ins and outs this summer. Let's get straight into it. Greg, Chelsea, not the best season, and they're going to have to spend some serious money this summer to get themselves back into those Champions League spots, aren't they?
Yeah, well, some Chelsea fans seem to think that because they perked up in the last couple of weeks, they've had a couple of decent results against Tottenham and Liverpool, that they don't need to do that much. Well, they do. if you look at the way they've been playing all season, they need an awful lot of work. It's an ageing squad. Mentally, a lot of them have completely taken their eye off the ball. Got a new manager coming in with new ideas, blank canvas. And I don't think Chelsea will be competing for the title next year, but they need to do some serious work in the summer just to try and get in the top four next season.
So let's clear up something straight away, because it's been gnawing away at Chelsea fans and they've all been talking about it for a while. Who is in charge of transfers at Chelsea Football Club?
It depends who you ask.
So, all right, okay. Yeah. I'm asking you. You're the man in the know.
I mean, it's a little bit, right now, it's a little bit Michael Emanalo, the technical director.
Okay.
It's a little bit Roman Abramovich. Who does he like? The owner, because ultimately he's paying the checks. But this summer, Conte is going to get what he wants. And I think it was one of his demands when they were talking about him taking over at Chelsea after the Euros. He's calling the shots, which is why we're seeing them linked with so many players in Serie A. I think Emanalo was trusted an awful lot by the Chelsea board, but I think he's lost a little bit of favour after last summer, because you really trace Chelsea's problems back to a disastrous transfer window last summer. Mourinho said, he told the club, and I think he said publicly as well, you need two or three players just to keep everyone fresh, to keep them on their toes. And the John Stones thing summed it up really last year, didn't it? He spent all summer chasing John Stones as a long-term replacement for John Terry. They offered £40 million. Who did they end up getting? They ended up getting Papi Gilabogi and Michael Hector on the last day of the transfer window. And I think Gilabogi played about 5 minutes and Hector went out on loan straight away. And that kind of summed up their window. And I don't think they're going to trust Emanalo once again. I think Conte's calling the shots, and it'll be Emanalo and Marina Gravskaya going out to get the deals done for him.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I think Chelsea fans will be reassured by that. Someone with Antonio Conte's judgment, you know, they kind of trust that. Who are the sort of players that he's interested in? We've heard rumours about Nainggolan, reports of refused bids. There's mention of Pogba here, Pogba there. Who exactly are they in for?
Yeah, firstly, they want a midfielder. I think Nemanja Matic has had an awful season.
Terrible.
I think he might be out. And I think Conte's made it pretty obvious he wants an energetic midfielder. Nainggolan's the one that we are expecting to become his first signing. I think Chelsea have offered £26 million so far. Roma is still holding out for 31, but I do expect that to be done at some point. They've already agreed personal terms on a five-year contract.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I think it will happen. And they're in discussions about other deals as well. So Chelsea want Kostas Manolas from Roma, and Mohamed Salah has been on loan at Roma, and they're trying to make that permanent for £15 million.
Just gutting Roma.
So they're basically just having loads of talks with Roma about all sorts of things.
And okay.
It's all a little bit interlinked, and there's a bit of a standoff, and they're playing each other off on the various deals. But I eventually expect, certainly Salah will go to Roma, and Nainggolan you'd expect to go to Chelsea. Conte's dream signing is Paul Pogba. He's actually been on the phone to Pogba begging him to come to Chelsea. It's not going to happen, I don't think, this year.
Pogba wants to play for Guardiola, doesn't he?
He wants to play for Guardiola. He'd cost £80 million, which Chelsea can't really afford at the moment. I'm not sure City can actually afford to spend £80 million on Pogba at the moment. So I don't think that's going to happen. Nainggolan's perfectly able deputy. And it's not like Chelsea can just pay £80 million on one player at the moment, because they need to sign four or five over the summer.
They must be looking, Chelsea, at reinforcements, I mean, all over the pitch, really, because there's a lack of a central defender there, really. You know, Gary Cahill's not had the best season. Kurt Zouma's out injured still. Up front, Diego Costa's just, he's a liability at times. Where are they looking to reinforce exactly?
Yeah, where we start on that. So they want a central midfielder. They want a striker, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going big for Higuain. They've been talking about that for a couple of months now, apparently.
Okay.
His record, absolutely incredible. Just under a goal a game for Napoli this season. I think it's 33 and 34 matches in Serie A.
Yeah, he's got one in two since he's moved to Europe all competitions.
Absolutely incredible. He'd cost 40-odd million, but it would make an awful lot of sense for Chelsea after the season Diego Costa's had. Mm. He tried to, you know, Costa scored the goals that won them the title under Mourinho last year, but he still wanted to leave last summer. I think he's homesick and he'd like to go back to Spain. So I think Higuain would be a pretty able replacement for him, and they are working on that one. They want a central defender, like you said. John Terry, all but certain to leave. We're just waiting for confirmation.
Really?
We're just waiting for confirmation that they're not going to renew his contract, but
okay,
that's all but certain. Like I mentioned before, I think Manolas is high up on their list. He'd cost about £30 million, but because of these talks with Roma, they're quite far down the road on that one if they can get him, if they can get it over the line. A couple more players from Italy they want, actually. I think Conte's asked for one of his boys from Juventus to come to Chelsea, but I think it's Bonucci and Barzagli. Both of the, he'd like one of those two, but I don't think either's going to happen.
Okay.
They've just been told to go away, basically, by Juventus, and it's not going to happen. John Stones, I think they've given up now.
Okay.
I think after last time, the bad blood with Everton, the bad season he's had, I think they've given up on that one. But yeah, certainly lots going on at Chelsea, and I do wonder whether they'll try towards the end of the summer to pull a rabbit out of the hat with a really big deal, you know, a Griezmann or a Pogba, but you'd be talking last week of August for that one.
So you mentioned Diego Costa feeling homesick, might be on the way out. Terry, you know, that's still that surprising to me. You know, sort of kind of coming, but not going to have his contract renewed. Anyone else we can expect to sort of be out the exit door? You know, you mentioned Matic as well. Anyone else we can expect to sort of be gone?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a bit of a clear out. I think a few players are going to. Chelsea actually have the highest wage bill in the country still.
Based on the
accounts from last season. So there are some awfully overpaid players in that squad. It'd be quite hard to get rid of some of them given the wages they're on. But yeah, Terry, Costa, if they can get an offer, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he goes back to Atletico Madrid.
Mm.
Costa. They want $40 million for him. They won't get it. But if they can get a decent whack back for Costa and then sign Higuain, I think they would do that. Matic, they'll listen to offers. I wouldn't be awfully surprised if Mourinho tries to take him to Man United, depending on what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
John Obi Mikel nearly went to Galatasaray last summer. He'll be out the door. Branislav Ivanovic, he's very close with Roman Abramovic, so it'll be interesting to see if they renew his contract. Plenty of outs. The big ones, I guess, we got Costa and then Hazard and Courtois. After the season Eden Hazard's had, Paris Saint-Germain or Real Madrid might look at it and think, hey, we can get him on the cheap now, but Chelsea pretty adamant that he's not going to go for anything less than £80 to £85 million.
He's perked up at just the right time, hasn't he, Hazard?
Yeah, 4 goals in the last 4 games and looking like the best player in the Premier League again, isn't he? But Chelsea know what's going on, and I think they're going to ask for an awful lot of money if anyone wants him, because we know how good he is. It's been a weird season for him. He says that he's been injured. He's been playing a lot through injury, but I can't really see that happening this summer simply because of the money that Chelsea would ask for and the fact he's on £250,000 a week. Courtois is the interesting one because I think he might kick up a fuss. I think he'd like to go if Real Madrid come in for him.
What do you mean by kick up a fuss? How does a player go about that?
Well, he's already said in interviews that he's not sure whether he'll be at Chelsea next year, which isn't a great sign if you're a Chelsea fan. It's very easy to not turn up to training, to refuse to go on tour, to force a move these days. I'm not sure he would go that far, but I think he would be keen to return to Madrid if Real Madrid came in for him.
Mm.
He was, of course, on loan at Atletico Madrid for a few years. I think he's had a difficult year. I don't think he gets on particularly well with the goalkeeping coach at Chelsea, Christoph Lollison.
Okay.
I think there's an issue there.
That's Petr Cech's favourite coach, isn't it?
Yeah, you say that, but he didn't take him to Arsenal with him.
Yeah.
And he had an option. Arsenal said, do you want him to bring him over? And he said no. So that was an interesting one with Courtois. We'll see what happens on that. That might develop. It depends what Real Madrid are doing for a start. And I think Chelsea, they priced him out of a move last year. They asked for 70-odd million and they'd ask for a similar amount now. And that seems a ridiculous amount of money, especially when David Gea is probably going to be cheaper.
Mm. And from a board point of view, you know, we talked about who's in charge of the transfers, but I mean, obviously, the board kind of begins and ends with Abramovich. What are the expectations? Just get back into the Champions League? Challenge for the title? How big are they thinking?
Challenge for the title. He's not lost any of his ambition.
All right.
He didn't want to sack Mourinho. I think he found it quite difficult, but he was given no choice, really. Yeah, I think he committed to Mourinho. Remember, they gave Mourinho a 5-year contract last August. They really had committed to Mourinho for long term, and it just went so disastrously wrong that they had no choice. in the end. But Abramovich wants to conquer all. He wants to win the league every year, and he wants to win the Champions League every year, and he wants to do it playing the best football in Europe and playing beautiful football. It hasn't really worked out for him at the moment. I think that's partly down to his own ego and his own meddling. And he had, when Mourinho came back, he did step aside and said, I'll let you make your decisions. I'm not going to force a Shevchenko on you again and all that kind of stuff. I think Conte's quite a strong character as well. And I don't think he's going to let Abramovich mess him around.